Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Schmutz on my
morning.
They call that schmutz. You get stuff on
a little schmutz
shirt.
Schmutz.
Got it off. It's good having Fred here.
You know, it's funny. Every time I hear the word schmutz,
yeah,
I think about the birth of my first child.
What? When a water broke everywhere?
No. When at a day old, the doctor came in. He's got a birthmark on like his chest. And the doctor's like, he got a little piece of schmutz there. I'm like, that's not schmutz.
Shut up. You thought it was a birthmark.
That's a birthmark. The woman tried to sit there and scratch it off. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh,
what's wrong with you? You're the doctor? You moron. What are you doing?
Yeah.
It was a birthmark.
Huh.
Clown.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I'll never forget that. That's what you call it. Oh, it's a little piece of schmutz. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I'll never forget that.
Remember they took that squeegee thing, that sucker, and it.
He's a day old. He's been cleaned. What are you looking at?
Clean the mouth out when it first comes out.
Idiot.
And they get all that goop in their eyes, and they got to put that film on their eyes.
Anyway.
And they slap them, make sure they're screaming.
Did you get it cleaned up?
It's good.
Oh, yours came off.
Yeah, it's great.
Good.
Not a birthmark.
No.
My shirt.
Nope. Definitely not. All right. Let's get to the Patriots and the latest on that situation.
Good news today.
It's good news,
yeah,
in the here and now. So do we expect that because of the negative today, we're going to have negatives tomorrow and the next day?
You hope so. Keep your fingers crossed. I mean, that's where we're at with it day by day. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what you would hope for, and that's normally what I guess I would have expected, except the Titans had 2 days of negative, and now they're getting positives
for like
a few days
10
in a row.
Straight. They got more today. More today in Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
Corey Davis yesterday gets put
on. Yeah, but they also did their own side workouts last week on their own after they were supposed to be isolated.
Fair point. And hopefully obviously this is a dinner thing, you know, and who knows where Bill Murray. I can't even call him Bill Murray because I keep thinking of Caddyshack. He's got to change his name.
Right. No, I don't think he has to change.
I don't know how he's gone through
life. I don't think
that's
like a fair
ask. How do you go through life?
I don't think that's a fair ask.
Yeah.
You gotta
change. I'm David Lee Roth. You know, like I'm gonna change my name to someone. I'm Sean Lee Roth. You know,
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, what? You want to change your name?
That's your name.
Start going by Billy or Will.
Right. That's what you gotta do. Make a change.
Yeah,
a slight change without actually needing to legally change your name.
What's the name they change to Jack all the time?
Based
John,
on his picture that he has in the press in the media
George
guide,
Jack?
He probably embraces the Bill Murray thing. That's my guess.
Is that right? Okay. Well, you hope it's just a dinner thing, but we now know that Gilmore had it and then went to Kansas City on a plane with other players and was in a locker room with other players and was at a hotel with other players and then on the field with other players. So we'll see. Keep your fingers crossed.
I wonder from a mentality standpoint with Gilmore, how nervous was he waiting to potentially test positive once he heard Cam was positive, if, in fact, he went to dinner with him and sat close to him and spent more than 15 minutes with him at dinner.
Well, I would assume that at dinner you spend more than 15 minutes together.
Like, I think the other guys that test negative, I think they're fine getting on a plane, but, like, really, you're Gilmore like, oh, God, I was with him.
Friday. So here's my question. Is Bill Belichick pissed at either of these guys? And are other teammates mad at these two guys?
I would say no. I would say no, because if, by all counts, and this is what the doctor said, Dr. Sill said, hey, we've seen no indications in New England where you look within the infrastructure of that building that these guys violated anything. Because after that,
when they're at the building,
you're an adult, you're human, you're on your own, you make decisions that you need to make. If you want to go out to eat, you go out to eat. If you got to get gas, you got to get gas. I don't know. What could you be mad for them for?
Well, here's my question. When the NFL comes down hard on the Raiders,
like they didn't have
doles out fines to the Raiders for a bunch of players being together and they weren't wearing masks. I mean, there's not a big difference between doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there is a difference in that there are far more people there. It's an event versus a dinner versus multiple players sitting at a table together having dinner. I mean, they're sort of the same thing.
I saw a guy walking around Patriot Place, but he had a mask on.
So you if those two guys under NFL protocol, Gilmore and Cam Newton, go to work every day, they're not allowed to be around each other without masks on. But because they leave the stadium and they go to wherever it is they go to dinner, they take their masks off.
Yeah, because they think we're both negative. We're professionals of what we do. We haven't had a negative test yet. I mean, we haven't had a positive test. Excuse me. Like Steph doesn't even swear and drink.
My point is this, though. That completely negates all of the protocols that are in place at the workplace.
That's the problem when you don't have a bubble. That's what the problem you have when you're not in a bubble.
Well,
because you can't.
It wouldn't be a problem if those two guys said, hey, we're going to do takeout. And that's what I'm wondering. Is the league and are the players, and we know that when Bill Belichick brought these guys back from the summer, that he told them, hey, we've got a chance to do something special here. This has sort of been leaked out a little bit. But we got to take care of our business and we got to take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think there were maybe the word sacrifice was in there, that you've got to make personal sacrifices to make this work, for us to have a season, for our team to have a season, which means as much as you like going out with teammates, who doesn't like going out with their friends?
Saying, like, they probably like, some guys like to go out to clubs. Like, you like to go out to a bar. We're just going to go grab something to eat. Just the two of us and talk about, you know, your defensive player of the year. I was former player of the year, 1 year MVP. How'd our careers get this? You know, like, I don't know what they're talking about, but they're your best player on offense, your best player on defense out to dinner. I would have a problem if there was like 12 guys out to dinner at the same table.
What's the difference?
Because you don't want to go out in groups, right? Groups of 10 or more. That's putting more people, you know, in the mix at risk. And if those two guys think they're playing good ball at that point, okay, we're testing negative. Hey, I live in the Seaport. Why don't you meet me for dinner? Meet for dinner. We're leaving next day to go play one of the biggest games of the year. And then wham, you wake up and say, wow, Cam's positive. What's Steph thinking? Like, oh my God. You know, he's got a wife and kids at home. I'm sure he's worried about that. They all are. All these guys are worried about bringing it home to their family.
Well, he didn't bring it home from work. So this
we don't know where he got it. We don't know where he got it, though.
Well, we assume that it was face to face at a dinner with Cam Newton on Friday night. That has now become the focus of this spread
and the
between the two of them.
Yeah.
And the other part is, you know, where did Cam pick it up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're not in a bubble. The NFL has gone out of their way to put in a lot of
things. Cam was the first to have it. Exactly.
Right? There's a lot of things that they put in place. A lot of protocols that when they're in the building together, they abide by.
Yeah.
And once they go home, if two players are getting together and completely violating it, I can see why a coach would be frustrated with that, saying, why is it that our staff puts in endless hours making sure we're meeting these protocols with the league? And why is it that when you are eating here at the stadium, you are required to sit at tables that are 10 feet apart? No one is to eat with each other. If you then walk out the door of Gillette Stadium and you decide we're going to go eat together at a table for two, I can see where Bill Belichick would say, guys, what the hell? Like, really? Do you see how we operate when we're here? We would expect you to try and operate as close to that when you're not here, because we're trying to have a season. That's where I could see the frustration coming in from the team, because they put in a lot of work to try and get this thing right. from a league perspective, they feel the same way. It's why they're fining the Raiders. It's why they're now investigating the Patriots. Right or wrong, and listen, we know it's a pandemic. There's a lot of spread. You can't keep it completely safe, even when people are wearing masks and washing hands and doing everything that's been recommended. But the league feels, right or wrong, that if you follow the protocols as best you can and you are taking care of yourself in terms of limiting what you do outside of the building, they feel like they've got a good chance at having a season. And I'm willing to bet that if the league had a recommendation, it would not be to go out to dinner. That's just my guess. There's too much at stake for these guys.
Yeah, I don't know what's
too much money
what covered. Yeah.
Too much importance to their careers. All of it. The owners want their cash. The players want theirs. And we want football as fans.
So it's okay to go out to eat with your family?
No, I would say they would prefer you stay home and not go
then they should
dining,
give that order.
In dining establishments.
They should give that order. Maybe they didn't give that order. And you can't be mad if you didn't give that order. If you gave that order, you could be mad.
So what you're saying is Bill Belichick has no right to be upset with his players right now.
If they just went to eat, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
totally, 100%.
I think that he, based on the way they operate in the building, to then just operate nothing like that outside the building.
Multiple players have been out to eat. I'm not saying together, but I've seen stuff where guys have been out to eat.
Like, guys, why do you think they're making you do this? Yeah, you all get tested every day. The league is aware of that. The team is aware of that. Why do you think they're making you sit by yourself 10 feet apart when you're eating at the facility?
Because you think that's an NFL rule. We got to do this when we're in the building.
Right. But, yeah. they're also doing it for kicks.
We're also testing positive. We feel good. And we're going to, hey, okay, it's been a grind today. I'm going out to get something to eat. You know?
They're doing it because they understand.
I'm not going out to cause trouble. I'm going out
always going to be some sort of risk. But the last thing they want is for someone to get it and then spread it to a teammate and have what is developed in other places. Tennessee. They don't want that.
Yeah, you hope you get lucky here, and this is the only three you have. Yeah, we do this day by day. It's like Bill said, it's hour by hour, day by day now. We're waiting here. What broke overnight? What test came through? What test came negative?
I'm sure people are going to be upset about it because if they're, you know, doing everything that they're supposed to do in and out of the facility. But the fact is, most people are treating things differently away from work, like you said, Zoe, when they don't have to. You know, the three of us, if we're out in the hallway together, we all have our masks on.
Yeah, we're required to do that.
If you guys somehow ended up in my house for 15 minutes tonight, I don't think we'd all be wearing masks.
We wouldn't.
You know? And that's
or you wouldn't if you didn't want me to wear my mask, you wouldn't invite me over.
It's not a good analogy though, Hardy, because we are exposed to each other when we're here at work. Like, you know what I mean?
No, we're not.
Zoe and I are every day.
But those guys are exposed when they're at the stadium together. I mean, it's the same thing.
But they're wearing masks when they're together.
If you're unless
you're out playing.
No,
unless out on the field.
There are protocols in place where you guys sit right now. You've got two dividers in between you. You were sitting about 10 feet apart. If you were over at Zoe's house or Zoe's over your house, I mean, you would not take these same measures into your home. And whether it's Gilmore going out to eat with Cam Newton, which, by the way, has been... It is being, I think, taken as Cam Newton tests positive. He and Stephon Gilmore go out to dinner together.
No.
Which is not the timeline. That is not that. And even Schefter, you know, the way he said it, I heard that last weekend they were out to dinner together. And
people are like, why didn't you report that? Because he didn't get it till after Monday.
Lay it out like it was. Like, if they were out to get dinner together on a Friday night and then Saturday morning Cam tests positive, why should anyone have a problem with that? Unless they're not supposed to be even doing that. But the fact is, I think pretty much everybody is. Unless you have a serious underlying condition or you have other family members that you have to protect, you're going to behave one way when you have to in a store or at work. And then when you go home or you're with the people who you are close to, you behave a different way.
But you know, and we'll pick this up. We got more to talk about on this, obviously. 617-779-0985. Are the teams that are having positive tests, are they upset with players? Is Bill Belichick upset with Cam Newton or Stephon Gilmore? Is there a level of frustration in that there are so many restrictions at the facility to not have any once you leave? 617-779-0985 is the phone number. We'll talk more about this coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I happen to believe, I was told that in the New England area over the weekend that Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore were spotted having dinner together on Friday night. So, and I was aware of that over the weekend. So to hear that he tested positive, I got to be honest, is not overly surprising to me. You know, if you're at a dinner table with somebody who's got the virus, you know, there's a chance I would think that you're going to get the virus. And so that's what we're dealing with this morning. We're dealing with, I think it's a crisis.
Adam Schefter, ESPN. He's in crisis mode. Talking about the current COVID situation in the league. There's also this from Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. He says, rumblings of displeasure are coming from Foxborough in the wake of the team's commute to Kansas City for Monday night's game with the Chiefs. He says, with three Patriots now having tested positive for COVID-19, a team source said on Tuesday, it's time for players and coaches to, quote, worry about our health and safety first and not leave it up to the league. That is from Tommy Curran talking to a source. What do we think that is? I'm guessing that's a player and not someone that's above the level of players. I'm guessing that's a player source right there. Worry about our health and safety first and not leave it up to the league. So they're not happy with the flight. And I would say that the league sort of loses the high ground when they are saying we got to push through and play the game, right? Because if they're going to be mad at players or upset with players or be fining players, the players are now going to turn around and say, you made us fly to a game after you knew we had a positive test on the team. So
no, I agree with that.
You're going out of your way to make everybody, you know, there's going to be that pushback.
Right. But so, they could also say, meaning the league, that, and I'm not sticking up for the league here by any sense, that, hey, we talked about this in July. You guys knew this could potentially happen. And it could be day of game. It could be before games. And we may have to move games, but we're still going to play the games. That's what you signed up for. This isn't like, hey, an outbreak happens in school and you're going to force the kids to get on a school bus. We're still going to go down the street and play a game. You know, that's different.
I mean, I think the league looks very much interested in trying to blame people for positive
tests and punish people for positive tests. Right.
I think there is a desire on their part to do that. We're hearing some reports on the Titans that we'll get to in a bit. But I think that they're interested in that. And meanwhile, they tell the Patriots, yeah, get on the plane and fly there on Monday and play the game Monday night. Which, in a normal circumstance, without a virus and a pandemic, players are going, is that in the best interest of player safety to be flying and traveling on that day, hopping off a plane, playing the game right away? That's not a normal ramp up to a game.
I think that made Edelman.
What the hell are you doing?
I think Edelman's knee fell off.
Terrible. Exactly. Like, this isn't in the best interest of player safety in a good year, never mind in this particular year. So I can see why players would be mad anyway. And they're going to shoot back and say, oh, you want to get out here and punish people? Well, are you doing everything right yourselves? That's what they're going to say to them. We're not leaving this up to you anymore. And when Schefter says crisis, I do wonder if he's thinking crisis because he sees something coming to a head, that something is going to boil over here in the coming days, weeks, where players get pissed off at all the blame that's being put their way. And teams are stuck in the middle where they're trying to do the right things and they've implemented all these protocols. And then they get another situation like the Patriots had on Monday night, and a group of players for Team X in this league says, F you, I'm not going. We're staying home. And they don't show up. And then what's the league going to do?
And not pay them.
And that is full-blown crisis mode there.
Yeah.
I also think Schefter's mindset from the beginning on this has been, he was appalled that they went through with the draft. Remember that?
Yeah, he also doesn't seem keen on them doing the season. No, I don't know. I sort of get that sense from him, all of it. Draft,
so I wonder
right.
if at the first sign of distress, he's like, this is crisis. This is that's because that's his mindset initially.
Crisis is a big word for, you know, going out to dinner and three guys only testing positive so far.
He used that on a radio interview where in Philly that he did
yes,
that. Would
yes.
he have used that on ESPN to say this is a crisis? He might not have used that on
the
network.
Would he use that word here across the street when he's on with him? No, probably. He just gives, so he's giving Philly a little something there.
So he doesn't believe it's a crisis now?
I don't know.
He can't take him at his word?
I think that's the, way he feels.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would say it on ESPN with the network, representing the network necessarily, like on the network, is my point. Or maybe somebody would haul him and say, wait, you might not want to use the word crisis here.
Bill Belichick, yeah, because they're a league partner. I sort of get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, the league is, you know. Heavily
so that might be the way he truly feels, because he's on a radio interview in Philly. Nobody can stop him from saying anything.
Bill Belichick is powered by the Oakers Company. Congrats to Beverly School for the Deaf, our contest winner of a new touchscreen, TouchView, that is, interactive display panel for their school. To get TouchView for your school or business, just visit touchview.com. Congrats to those guys.
It's a big one. 75-incher.
Awesome. And here's Bill Belichick. He was asked about the meetup between Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore.
There was a report, I believe, from Adam Schefter who said that Stephon had had dinner with Cam Newton on Friday night. Was the team aware of that before the trip to KC?
Yeah, again, all the information and everything that involved in testing and, you know, contact and everything else. You know, all the information that we had, we processed through, again, medical people on our end, medical people in the league, and followed the protocols. I feel like we did everything that we could control. I think we did everything properly with the extra planes, the extra buses, the same-day travel, et cetera, et cetera. There's, you know, multiple things we could list there, so... in terms of a lot of individual specific questions, I'd say all those get thrown into the, you know, general medical field.
He gets asked about the Schefter report. Where do you think Schefter got the info?
Based on what Bill just said there, we've done everything we could here. You know, he's not talking about dinner. I mean, so we got a clean place here. Could have been from the team.
No, I think so.
And Rap Sheet doubled down on it this morning.
That's where I think it came from.
Rap Sheet doubled down on it this morning. Right?
Saying, listen, we did everything right here. We're caught in the middle of this.
And I thought that, maybe I took it the wrong way, but Dr. Sills, when he was on with Judy Batista, I thought we played a bunch of that yesterday. We said, hey, New England's in compliance. They handled things well inside.
This would be my take and stance on Bill. I'd say we did everything right in our building. I don't control the players when they're not here. That's not on me. And by the way, if Gilmore's case ends up spreading it more through an outbreak on this team, guess who made him get on a plane to go to Kansas City on Monday?
You did.
Not me.
League.
I didn't decide that.
League did.
The National Football League.
And what happened starting
decided
Monday?
That.
And what happened starting on Monday, too? Bill showed up with a doubled face mask everywhere.
And Bill's going to tell them, listen.
You want me to wear them? League said I got to do it. I'm doing
you
it.
You had them go to Kansas City. We did everything right with the testing. Obviously, is not perfect. And so he had it, but he wasn't testing positive yet. There's no reason for us to have known this. And that's what I think is going to be his case.
Okay, so like go back to, and I'm not comparing here, but like say when you had Gronkowski in the early days, you knew like he'd like to go out. He'd like to have fun, right? And say you got guys at a party. Like they know Gilmore doesn't do any of that. Like he's a homebody. If he's out to eat, see, I think, and you ask me, would Bill be pissed? I think Bill would be pissed if he knows he's got two goofballs on his hands that are out looking to have a good time. But if he's got two professionals that handle themselves very well and do everything he asks of them and are hard workers and are sitting down to have dinner, I don't think Bill would be mad at that.
So let me get this straight. The dinner was Friday night.
I don't know, I guess.
Wasn't there already a rapid test that had come back positive on Cam? Do I have this timeline wrong?
I don't think we got news till Saturday.
Right, after he had been confirmed on a 24-hour test, correct?
I don't know. I don't think they revealed the results of the rapid on Friday, did they?
Maybe they didn't do it to the player.
We found out on Saturday.
But did we find out on Saturday that he tested positive for the PCR one, or was it the rapid that he tested positive?
No,
for? Or both.
My understanding of this was that by Saturday it gets out because by then it had been confirmed.
I don't know.
So I think the date of that dinner or night of that dinner is a sort of an important factor here too.
Well, they let Gilmore get on the plane. Is that what you're saying?
I can't see Steph. I can't see Steph knowing that. Okay, I talked to Cam. Cam's like, hey, man, I tested positive.
But they knew Saturday. They knew Saturday Cam was positive, right? They knew it. It was confirmed.
We knew it on
it was confirmed and it was public.
Late Friday night, they found out. They said in the statement, late Friday night, we found out.
So if they went to dinner at 7.
So that's from a 24-hour test on late. Okay, so he didn't know at that point.
So if they went to dinner at, say, 6:37, you get out of practice. Friday's your early day. You get out about 3 o'clock on a Friday.
So my guess is he did not do a rapid.
It's 5:30 dinner.
A regular 24-hour test. It came back Friday. But when that happens, and you say to your team, well, Steph Gilmore and I just had dinner together. Now this is what the league might look at, too. Why'd you let Gilmore go and travel in this game? He, you know, wasn't there like an extra risk there?
Well, Bill said that's
of close contact.
Bill said that's not a football. That's a doctor's decision. That stuff, the health and the testing, that's all doctors.
We
doctors
throw all
make
that
those
in the bucket of the medical field is what he said at the end of that clip. We throw all that in the bucket of the medical
field. He's separating. He's like, I make football decisions. Medical doctors and that they handle this virus.
Okay, but is it team doctors or is it league doctors? Like I just
he said both. He said both.
So they probably were in consultation with the league.
Again, like the people out there doing the testing and everybody recording all this, this is not team-related.
And
people.
I think they upped it to the rapid test once they got the positive. I don't think they did the rapid test daily. I think they did the rapid test
once they got the positive.
Bert
was saying
right?
that yesterday.
So they might not have given a rapid test on Friday. They might have
rapid tests. They probably didn't have it. He didn't have that on that particular day because I think there's been like one day a week or something they've been doing that, or 2 days a week, as Bert said.
And that's something, too, if they do all that testing like in those trailers and all of a sudden you get a guy test positive, we got to sweep the whole trailer, right? Because if you're going through there, like they've got to get that thing cleaned.
I think that's probably much less of a concern than who.
I think if we had a player come through and it's positive, it would be very concerning.
617-779-0985. Hardy has our headlines. We'll be getting to your calls coming up. And what's going to happen to the Titans? There's some news on that, some theories on that.
Tighten up.
It's all in the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Yeah!
Of Houston, Texas, we don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with.
Yeah, play it down.
First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. I want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah.
Headline from Pro Football Talk yesterday afternoon. Titans could end up being hammered by the league.
Hammered. I got to reach out some people down there.
Hammered. They're going to want to get hammered after this.
I get hammered.
Let's go down to Double Deckers down there on Main Street, man.
It says the
right
Titans.
Broad.
The Titans already faced a potentially significant punishment for alleged protocol breaches that fueled an outbreak of COVID-19. Given the news that the team apparently gathered to practice last week after expressly being told not to do so, the Titans could be facing a consequence the likes of which the NFL has never seen. Oh, okay. What do you got here, Florio? There's buzz in the league circles of possible historic punishment for the Titans given the various violations. Here's a quote from a league source. Especially if Troy Vincent that is, was the one that told them not to practice. Questions also linger regarding what the Titans knew, when they knew it, and when they shared it with the league office or the Vikings. Tennessee's Week 3 opponent. Some in league circles already think the league is inclined to punish teams for outbreaks, reasoning that the league's protocols will prevent problems if followed, and that if problems happen, protocols must not have been followed. I think that's a bit of a fallacy on the part of the league there. Just because you have a positive test in your league does not mean that protocols were not followed.
Correct.
But they go on to say, throw in the apparent deliberate effort to defy instructions from the league to stand down during an outbreak in order to prevent it from exacerbating, and the NFL could soon make pass punishment imposed on the Patriots seem like parking tickets.
Oh.
Oh. So the Patriots' punishments over the years, millions of dollars, $1 million plus fines.
Draft picks.
All kinds of draft capital lost due to three different. And by the way, where is the league report on the Kraft Sports Productions taping from the box last year? And where's the actual punishment? I mean, we know what's been reported. There's no league release or report on that.
Does there have to be?
Yeah, you. Yeah, yeah, the, historically, yes. The league announces their punishment.
Oh, we found A, where B, C, and D. It was in violation.
Yeah, like, where is that? Can we know what happened there?
Maybe they don't have anything that's just like, hey, you're the Patriots.
Well, according to Mike Reese, they're taking their picks. They're taking more. But anyway, all that stuff over the years, parking tickets,
mm-hmm.
compared to what, a long prison sentence for the Titans? What are we getting here?
Depends what kind of prison.
Canadian prison?
Shawshank?
Canadian prison.
You just write those letters all you want, Andy. I'll personally mail you for them.
Canadian prison.
Ice cold Bohemian beer.
I'm just wondering, what does that mean? Does it mean that they're going to forfeit games for every week that they can't play? Does it mean, as some sports columnists have suggested, that the Titans be dropped from the league for the rest of the year?
That's a bit much. I mean, I could see forfeiture of games if you're in a massive violation.
Yeah.
Because now you're holding up other teams. You know, Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh talking about we got the short end of the stick. Yeah, but I mean, your bye got shuffled. You don't have any positive tests on your team.
Doug Farrar wrote a column yesterday, and he says, end it. Immediately end the Titans season. Which I read that, I'm like, what? They're not going to end their season. That's no way. They're not going to do that. That won't be the case. And then it's like, well, if we're talking historic punishments and parking tickets are the Patriots' punishments.
Suspensions of players. I don't know. Maybe you suspend the players.
What does that mean?
Certain players.
Maybe they will draw. I don't know. Maybe they're thinking that. I'd be stunned. Wouldn't shocked. That be wild if they did that?
Be shocked.
617-779-0985. Do we have calls or no? We don't. So we had full lines, and now we have none. There's something going on there. I apologize.
Yeah, the phone's
something
froze.
With the power.
There's something going on there. So now there's...
Jim lost power last night.
We have to dump them all?
We all lost.
Yeah, they're calling back in
there. They're calling back now. Okay, yeah. So call back, and we'll get you on.
We all lost power.
I didn't lose power.
You never lost power?
No. Never lost power.
No.
City living.
I never lose power. It was out for like 3 hours.
What'd you do during those 3 hours?
Don't you have enough battery-operated appliances and whatnot to
catch you hot-wire one of those 40 volts from a lawnmower and power it out?
Dumbasses, he's plugged into everything. It's all plug-in.
Hold on a second. You went where to get the kids' dinner?
Chipotle. They wanted Chipotle. Oh, they had the option.
Man. What do they eat there?
You're lucky. My
burrito
kids,
bowls? They get the bowls? Mm.
My kids won't do it.
My kids love
Chipotle?
It.
Yeah.
Really? I thought every kid loves that.
No, they won't do like... quesadillas or anything.
Shut up.
They'll do taco night at home, but they won't do it like from restaurants.
I think they just like you to serve them.
I'm sure.
No, they've upgraded from the kids' meals to like the bowl. They get a full bowl.
The kids' meals suck.
Well,
why? You had one?
No, because
you ordered one for yourself.
Brody's, it's the two little wraps, and they barely put any meat on there. And you get like the juice box or a piece of, like, it's not. He likes the bowl now. The bowl.
So they crashed the phones again.
Jim's kids
people
are getting,
dig us. They want to get in.
Jim's kids are getting the full adult meals from Chipotle. Well, you need to maintain that strength behind the plate.
That's right, Jim. Did you see Jim's kid? Yeah. Was, play catcher.
That play of the week.
This kid should tried to slide in home.
Twib.
This kid got
up
knocked
the
out.
This week in baseball theme, Jim.
Jim, was he eight? Hey, by the way, out an eight-year-old at home. Mother screaming.
I wasn't going to go down that road.
I wasn't either.
Did you hear the mother scream?
Joe brought it up.
Did you hear the mother scream?
It's not a mother. I contend it is not a mother screaming. It's a child screaming about the play at the plate.
Oh, my child.
Yeah, that kept the game alive. We were down nine. Yeah, it's so a 10-run rule.
It was an exciting play.
Yeah. I just love how he got up and walked away.
Well, yeah.
He gave a little fist pump at the end, too. I like that.
Yes.
He went over to get a high five from his dad. That's a moment.
Should have stood over.
Special. I'll tell you what Jim's kid isn't. He's no Buster Posey.
No.
He's no baby. No crybaby at the plate. He took that contact on. No problem.
It's not supposed to be contact.
There's clearly no Buster Posey rule in that league.
What do you mean it's not supposed to be contact, Jim?
Yeah.
Don't cover the plate then.
Not like that. That was a little aggressive tag.
Good.
Aggressive tag. It was an aggressive
slide. Maybe the kid will think next time
he slides. Kid was trying to make a play. Okay.
Either catch or you don't catch.
Make it a play. Yeah. All right. We'll try and get the phones up and running here. Now my screen says we have all kinds of calls, but the phone itself says we have none.
Where's our engine?
I think we need a reboot. We'll do that, and then we'll come back, and they should be working in a couple of minutes. So stand by. Go nowhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The former QB always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Them sleep on a hot spot on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Chase Winovich today, time to be determined, had to shift a few things around. Obviously, his week is probably a little different than usual. We'll talk to Chase Winovich, Patriots linebacker. Patriots did not have a positive test today. Good news on that front. Keep your fingers crossed that they have no more positive tests.
Feels like
for everybody, yeah. Outside of football, for everyone's health and safety there.
We don't want to see that.
You're saying?
Feels like temperature, this song. It's kind of a cool song.
Is that a real feel temperature today?
I saw it's going to be like 59 today.
It's cool out today.
Hell, a lot of windows up last night. I was so
wearing
nice.
Pants today instead of shorts.
Someone make Jay Stu wear pants.
Will someone make him wear pants?
Yeah. When does he start wearing pants?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
Yeah.
Tom and I and Billy, we all have shorts on today.
You have shorts on, Lauf?
Yeah, it's going to be 75 on the weekend.
Yeah, that's in 2 days, Lauf.
My power was out last night. What do you want me to
what
do?
Is that?
So what? You woke up today and you had power,
you
but
a flashlight.
But you totally you had a brain fart.
I got my clothes out early last night.
You lay your clothes out.
All right,
Jesus.
I'm gonna go to this.
What are you 12?
And hope that he's there. Is John there? John and Brock.
John,
I'm here.
All right, go ahead. Awesome.
So the punishment, I feel like it's gonna be severe because thinking of like what's going on right now, they really do have to make like an example.
You're talking Titans, like, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, I'm talking about
sure.
I feel like the only way to make it severe enough is to kind of, like you said before, wash their season, but also make them pay everybody's salary and get rid of a few draft picks. I think they have to get rid of at least three, whether it's this year's three or a collective year of three, which is next year, the year after that, and then the year after that. But they really do need to reset this franchise because they put everybody at risk with what they did, and they kind of tried to hide it, too. Like, they're like the doubters, almost.
I've found this over the years, that if you really want to prevent people from making the same mistakes over and over, you take their money. You find them. Like, week one, week two, coach is not wearing masks on the sideline, you're going to get whacked $100,000. We're going to find the team $250,000. Then the owner's going to bring you in, and he's going to give it to you. the hell am I getting this bill for?
Sure.
You're paying it. It's not the way it works, but
right.
You know what I'm saying? That gets your attention real quick. You know, you have to push the game back. That doesn't do anything. Tell you what, forfeit, and you don't get paid that week. That does something. It's all related to what type of money you make. Guy like Ryan Tannehill, what's he make a week? Divide that sucker 17 ways.
I don't know that I'm in favor of any of that.
Yeah, the Bills don't get paid either, like, if they forfeit this
excuse
week.
Excuse me?
What?
That came out this morning. Yeah, Mortensen said that.
Oh, that's bullcrap.
No, that should never.
That's per the COVID agreement that the teams came up with. That the teams came up with.
Oh, before. That's different.
The NFLPA signed off on that?
I threw the Mortensen tweet in there, yeah.
Oh!
I have it right here. Hold on. Oh, my God. That is stupid if that's the case.
And that's on Troy Vincent and them guys.
Chris Mortensen. It says,
T. Murray Smith.
Bills players would not be paid their game check under revised COVID-19 terms. It's a hot-button topic for players that they are discussing among each other. Roster sizes, game day activities, IR modifications, and COVID-19 designations were among conditions put into place to avoid this scenario. Oh, man. So now you're going to have players on one team pissed at the players on another within their same group.
And when you play, it's T-bone time, baby.
Oh, that is such bullcrap. If the Buffalo Bills lose a game check, that's absurd.
And what seems like everything is going Buffalo's way this year, of all the years for them to be penalized for something.
You know, I'm guessing that rule was, this is my guess. I'm gonna give the NFL the benefit of the doubt on this rule for one reason. My guess is that when they put it in place, it was like, guys, if we lose games due to COVID, we can't pay you for the games.
Right, we have no fans
to
begin with.
And the players are like,
okay,
yeah, I get it. Yeah, no, if we're not playing and we lose games, we got to accept that.
But then the NFL got you on a technicality because one team effed
this up. Is not the scenario that I bet they envisioned, where a team repeatedly broke protocols and exposed themselves and did things against the instruction of the league. The players would have a grievance, and I would not be shocked if the NFL reverses course, at least in these specific situations. How can you have one group and one franchise that is completely negligent in how they handle things, and you then take away a game check from players on another team?
Can't do that.
That have no reason to not be out on the field in a given weekend. That's not.
Yeah, but what if they hit the pause button? What if they hit the pause button? Like a lot of people are suggesting, the league just hits a pause button for a week or two. Right? It's not because of every team. It's only because of a couple teams. All those guys are going to lose their paycheck,
right? Yeah, but if you hit the pause button, you're picking up the schedule and you're playing the games at a later date.
Right.
Pausing is different from...
You don't lose games.
Pausing is different from have fewer games because of other teams' problems, and now you don't get paid. That's not fair.
Another option, though, they're saying is across the board, they could cut this to 12 games, right? Or 14 games. They could cut the schedule by a certain number of games, and it won't be every team's fault that they do that.
Yeah, but if they do that, at least it's across the board. And it's in the effort to get a season done.
They need number, and
it's
number
equal.
Games.
Everybody is equal on the pay. There's equal pay there. With the understanding, like, hey, baseball didn't play their full season. They didn't get their full money.
Bills players are asked, do you want the win this weekend, or do you want to play the Titans in week 18? And we'll create a week 18. What's their answer?
Much rather play, say, let's play them in week 18.
Do I get paid? Which week do I get paid in? That's your answer. That's an easy one.
No, you don't want the free win. You want your money. Absolutely. You want to get paid. You're ready to do your job. If you're ready to go out and play this weekend and do your job, you should not be penalized because of the actions of somebody else. In the cases of negligence, that is. I mean, in the Patriots, to this point, there is no evidence that anyone there broke any rules, per se. You can say, well, they players and coaches might be frustrated by players distancing and doing all these things at work and then not doing them outside the facility, but they don't really have a rule for that. There's rules about restaurants when you're on the road. When these teams are traveling right now, you're not allowed outside the hotel. You're not allowed to public restaurants. That's part of the traveling rules. So, I don't know. Man, that seems ridiculous. If the Bills don't get paid, I'd be pissed. That's not a good situation. Is Jim there? Hey, Jim, you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Yes, you are.
So I think that some interesting things have come out in the last couple of minutes, I'll say hours. So say the Titans have 30 coaches and say they have 70 players, and there's 14 players that tested positive over almost two.
Hello?
Oh, boy.
What happened, guys? I heard the bell.
Hold on. I think we lost Jim.
We lost Jim and pulled up somebody else?
I think somebody else lost Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jim, call us back. My apologies. All kinds of issues here. I think I bumped a button. We're going to go to headlines, then we'll go to Brent, who just was on the line.
Hello?
We'll go to Brent in a minute. I'm sorry. Phones are a mess today. Headlines, we're right back. More of your calls, and also what Schefter's saying about the potential for there to be teams that play fewer games than others. And maybe Chase Winovich sometime in the hour. All that's on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.